Hey guys, welcome to another episode. Why did I say it like I was in a Disney show? Oh hey, I didn't see you there. Thank you for watching all that. What was it? No, not all that. That's a Nickelodeon show. Oh, dude, there's a YouTube video of mine. Well, I'm pretending I'm doing the Disney thing. You know what I'm talking about? It's like, hi, my name is Logan Paul from Bizarre Vogue, and you're watching Disney Channel. You know what I mean? When it's like, I'm Dylan Sprouse from The Sweet Life on Deck, and one time we did a crossover of Wizards of Waverly Place and Hannah Montana, and you'll watch. I also did Sweet Life of Zack and Cody. I don't want you to think I just did the three things. But anyways, you're watching Disney Channel. I did a YouTube video of me making fun of that, and it goes on a little too long, but I edited it, and it's pretty good. But hi. Welcome to another episode of Whip Snap, episode 64, I believe. I want to say episode 64, I hope so. Guess what? If this is episode 63 or 65, then this whole episode is fucked, okay? I'm ruined. But this is another episode. I never know what I'm going to talk about, but I'm almost done with the It book. You know that big fucking book that's like the Bible, except it's bigger than the Bible? I would rather read the Bible than this book. You know why? Because the freaking Bible has pages, doesn't it? Doesn't it have like a demon with five legs or two heads? Doesn't it have Jesus on the cross, right? Isn't that why we read the book in the first place? Hey, in case you want to know what it's about, look at the cover of the book. Yeah, there's a cross on it. Well, it's not Jesus and the cross, but it's the cross. You know, it's called Bible. Bible. I want to see, you know how sometimes there are reviews of the book in the back of the book, like on the cover of the book, but on the backside, there's reviews of people reading it, and someone, I think on the It book, let me see what the review says of the It book, because I'm reading it right now. One of them says, a great book, a landmark in American literature. A great scary book, a nightmare roller coaster packed with more chills than a Frigidaire. What? It turns out to be the most dread in us all, the one that refused to go away. It will overwhelm you. Characters so real, you feel like you are reading about yourself. Scenes to be read in a well-lit room only. Cool. So what it's basically saying is, don't be a pussy. Turn off those lights. Water sip. I'm almost done reading the It book, and I have about maybe 220 pages left, something like that. But you know how there's reviews in the back of it, kind of what I just fucking read. They should do that for the Bible. They should be like, I could not put it down. I didn't know what was going to happen next. I was thinking about reading this book, and I knew it was going to be good. Boy, did I nail it. You should do something like that, you know? It should be like, if you think this book is bad, don't cross me. let's do another pun that'll only be minuses. This book is dead to me. This book has so many things going on that it's kind of unbelievable. Well, yeah, that's why we have atheism. You know what I mean? Some of it's not believable, you know? What if there was a review that was just like, what the fuck's going on with this Jesus guy? it should be like, the M. Night Shyamalan of books. So many twists and turns. He was alive the whole time? Opposite of Sixth Sense. Spoiler, if you haven't seen Sixth Sense, my bad. But yeah, so episode 64, we're gonna talk about the Bible, guys. Let's get in deep. Let's get a deep dive into the Bible. We've done an episode of deep dive into Dr. Seuss. We've talked about we've talked about other movies, but now on this episode 64, it'll be fun if we did this. If we talked about the Bible on episode 69. No, let's talk about the Bible. Did you guys know? In 1800, Moses from the Red Seas. I don't even know. I've never read the Bible. And to be honest, I think I would like to. I think I would put it on my bucket list. I wouldn't mind. I'll put it on my bucket list, along with trying to kill myself, but failing, okay? And scuba diving. I think those three things are kind of in the same list. Wanting to read the Bible, killing myself, but failing. I would like to add that, but failing. Don't actually do it and succeed. You can give it a shot, you know? But actually don't give it a shot. That's a bad joke. Don't do that. And skydiving, skinny dipping, scuba diving, what, all of them. I want to go skinny dipping and skydiving at the same time. I want to skydive out of the plane naked and jump into the water and go so deep in there that it's almost like I killed myself, but I didn't because I paid the guy up in the plane to drop me down. You know? So I saw the new Pinocchio movie and I saw the old one. I was preparing myself because I don't think I've ever saw the old one before. Maybe I saw like clips and scenes and stuff. And the first one is really good. This newest one, I saw it with me and my girlfriend saw it, and I'm not gonna lie, we both got pretty emotional. It was pretty good. There was a few scenes that I'm like, this is stupid. But, and also the CGI is just not the greatest at moments. And honestly, some voice acting choices, like someone voices a seagull. I don't think I like the seagull's voice. I'm gonna be real with you guys. I don't think I like it. But also the main story of Pinocchio. I think the first one is better just because there's a lot going on in both. Like, clearly the new one is following the same script as the old one, but different, like a different story. I mean, the same storyline, but they go about it different ways. And they're both very good, I think. I think the newest one is pretty good. But the first one is just way better. And they go about the story different ways, but overall the story itself is just fucking weird. Did you guys know that Pinocchio gets high? Pinocchio gets high in the movie, in the G-rated movie that was made in 1940. The movie was made in 1940? Holy shit. In the year 2037, Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, I believe, will be 100 years old. Now, don't quote me on that because I have no idea what I'm talking about. Okay? But Pinocchio is weird. Not even just the movie. Pinocchio himself. Also, the idea that... What's his name? Figaro? Oh, no. That's the cat's name. Figaro? Oh, gosh. Fuck. What's the man's name? What's the guy who made Pinocchio? It's going to come to me the second this episode ends. Excuse me. You know what I'm going to do? If I remember, which I probably won't because I have a bad memory... I am going to, at the very end of this episode, I'm going to cut it. I'm going to say bye. And then I'm going to come back and I'm just going to end it by saying the guy who owns Pinocchio. Fuck, what is his name? Figaro is the cat's name. And then, I don't know. But the fact that the old man, here's the thing. I'm going to spoil both movies. I'm actually not going to really spoil the newer one because there's stuff that's added on or that's like taken away. Like it's more of a musical than it is. No, it's not. There's just more songs in it. But the old one and the new one, Geppetto. Fuck yes. Fuck yes, Geppetto. Yes. I'm so good. Geppetto. This motherfucking bitch lives in like this poor house with a bunch of different clocks, okay? He makes shit. We don't even really know. Does he make shoes? What does he make clocks? Is that his shtick? Is he a clock making fucker? Anyways, he's just this old fuck that's very like wholesome. He's pretty wholesome. He's a wholesome man. Tom Hanks plays him in the new one, and actually that's how you get him. He's the real MVP. Tom Hanks is the fucking goat, dude. Bah! It's a sheep. Tom Hanks you can hate Tom Hanks in the Elvis movie. You can love Tom Hanks in the Toy Story movies and hate him. You know, Woody's kind of a pussy. Or you can absolutely just like want him to be your grandpa in the Pinocchio movie. I want Tom Hanks to be my grandpa. There, I said it. I don't want my actual grandpa to be my grandpa. He died in 08. Rip. I want Pinocchio. No, no, I want Tom Hanks to be my granddaddy. So Tom Hanks's Geppetto, and just the old Geppetto, is living in this buttfuck nowhere town. I actually don't know where it's at. Where does Pinocchio even live? Did they state where he's at? Where does he live? I don't know. But he lives in this little house with this cat named Figaro and some fish. Also, the cat's very cute, but at the same time, easily CGI'd. I know it already is CGI because it's a cat that has like a little some emotions to it, you know? And cats don't really give it a lot of emotions unless you like punch it. It's going to be like, why would you do that? And it's going to have like a very confused face on it. But anyways, Geppetto lives in this beat up, cute, noisy little home. Okay. Just him with his cat and his fish. I wonder what it looks like when he gets very lonely, you know? Does he take turns with the cat and the fish? Anyways, we're getting besides the point. And then Jiminy Cricket comes in. Jiminy Cricket is the nicest, on God, no cap, on my life, literally, swear to God, the cutest insect I've ever seen. And here's the thing. I've seen Bug's Life, okay? I've seen Honey, We Shrunk the Kid. I've seen, what's another one? Ants. Actually, no, I haven't. Fuck ants. Fuck ants. I used to eat them, but fuck that movie. Jiminy Cricket is the cutest bug I've ever seen. I'd fuck Jiminy Cricket. I'd fuck him. But also, he's very wise, and he's very cool. He's just very chill. He seems like, you know how I want Tom Hanks to be my grandfather? I want Jiminy Cricket to be... I want Jiminy Cricket to be my, like, my side piece, I guess. No. I want Jiminy Cricket to be my guardian angel. Guardian angel. I know I said that I just wanted to fuck him on the side, but I want him to teach me some things instead. I mean, he can teach me things in both aspects. If he's my side piece, he can teach me about, like, secrets. And if he was my guardian angel, he could teach me about, not to share secrets. But I want him to be my angel because he sings very nice. It puts me to sleep. He's very calming. He has a calm voice in both movies. He's very cool in both movies. He's awesome. Jiminy Cricket is the shit. Jiminy Shicklet. Stupid. But Geppetto lives in this place, and out of every wish, there's a moment in the movie, in the old one, in the new one, where he sees not a shooting star, but like some sort of star that you make a wish, okay? Wish upon a star, however the fucking saying goes. What, you can't have your shooting star and eat it too? Something like that. He makes a wish and he sees this, and he goes, I want Pinocchio to be a real boy. Now, that's cute and all, but he could have wished for absolutely anything, okay? He could have said, I want my cat and my fish to have a friend. I want to have a better house. I want to be younger because he's really fucking old. I want to be a musician. But instead, he says, I want a boy. I want a little boy in my house, and I want to take care of him. In fact, I want to sleep with him in the same bed. Now, I know he's like a father figure in the movie, and I know that's the point of the movie, that he's very father figure-like, but he could have just wished for an actual boy. What kind of weird, sick fuck builds a boy and then says, I want him to be real? What is he going to do with this real boy? What has he done with two Pinocchio already? Okay. And then, spoiler alert, Pinocchio comes alive thanks to a fairy. And I don't mean that in a homophobic way. It's a literal fairy. Water sip. And yay, Pinocchio's alive. Congratulations. But he doesn't know shit about shit, okay? And here's the thing. You know all of those movies that are like, be careful what you wish for, because every wish that someone wishes it's not specific enough. So there's always like tricks and ticks and something wrong with them. Like, I wish I had $1 million. Okay. But you didn't say where you wanted it. You didn't say who your real friends were. Blah, blah, blah. The only thing that Geppetto asked for is, I want Pinocchio to be a real boy. And guess what? He's not even a real boy. He's just a puppet now that talks. Okay? His strings are gone. Yes. His stillness is gone. Well, he's still pretty still. He's made of wood. But now he doesn't know shit. The movie should be, I want him to be a real boy. And now he's a real boy. But he doesn't talk. He can't sing. He can't talk. He can't smell. And he can't see. Because guess what? Not every real boy has all of those. You know what I mean? Not every real boy has has talking and the attributes of someone who can see, someone who has all the five senses, okay? What if, and we're about to get real offensive, what if Geppetto's like, I want a real boy, and then Pinocchio's like, Dah! That's more making fun of Helen Keller than it is making fun of everybody else. And she's already dead, so what are you going to do about it? Should Helen Keller be in the Pinocchio movie? I feel like they should have done a scene of Pinocchio where they're in New York and the Twin Towers fall. I think that would be interesting. But not, it's not a joke, guys. It's not a joke. They should make a Pinocchio sequel where he's trying to save the people in the Twin Towers. I think that would be very heroic. And it can be, and the overall message, this is not a joke. The overall message is that you don't need, a hero can come from anywhere. Even a fucking piece of wood. Okay? Water sip. And then, so here's the thing. But basically, here's what's going to happen. We're basically just going to review, Pinocchio. Pokemon, we can do it in a different episode. Also, I don't know shit about Pinocchio. Pokemon. Fuck. Pinocchio now wants to go to school. But here's the funny thing. What the fuck is school to him? He doesn't know what school is. Dude, that's basically the movie. Geppetto's like, I want to have a real boy in my house. And then Pinocchio's like, I want to know about math. Do you, Pinocchio? I don't think Pinocchio wants to learn what high school and middle school and kindergarten and preschool school is, okay? That's how you get, whipped. And that's how you get a whoopee. I mean, not a whoopee. That's how you get a wedgie. And everyone's going to say, hey, look at this big dickhead Pinocchio. And then Pinocchio, you know what? Pinocchio, I feel like if Pinocchio was actually in high school, he's going to be like, everyone's going to be like, dude, look at this fucking guy's big nose. And Pinocchio's going to be like, yeah, I got a big nose. You know what else I got? A big dick. And it will grow when I tell a lie. Here's a lie. My dick is small. Wah? It gets bigger. That's the sound effect when Pinocchio's dick gets bigger. Here's another lie, okay? The Last Jedi wasn't that good. Sorry, that's the truth. Here's another lie. What's your name? Todd. Yeah, fuck you, Todd. Here's another name. Here's another lie, Todd. Todd is such a cool name. Womp. I bet Todd gets all the bitches. Womp. Oh, look at that. My dick's getting big. Fuck you, Todd. I bet Pinocchio fucks good. Dude, he's got that nose, though. And nobody knows. So Pinocchio goes to school, okay? Actually, he doesn't even go to school. He gets captured. Not captured, but he gets interrupted by a talking wolf and some other fucking cat. I don't even know. Is it another wolf? I know one wolf. I think it's a wolf. Or like a coyote or like a hyena. I don't know. Two animals that are basically scum and thieves. I don't know. They're just trying to make money. They're just trying to make that dough. So they find a talking puppet and they're like, oh, he'll be a good actor. And then they give it to his boss or something like that, named Shemamagin or Shalab. I don't know. It's something Arabian. Aladdin? Racist. And so he brings it to, they bring Pinocchio to his boss, and then Pinocchio does a little dance. I'm basically spoiling the whole movie for you, but also the fact that it was made in 1940, okay? I'm not spoiling the new one, spoiling the old one. And then I'm going to compare the two without spoiling the new one. Then I'm going to spoil the old one. So Pinocchio does a little dance, okay? And he's being a little bitch about it because his nose gets stuck in a wood. And then his boss, who's just a fucking dick, and he's so fat. And he's like, did they not have vegetables in that era? Where do they live? They never established it. Unless I'm dumb, which I am. But I'm not that dumb. Maybe I am. Maybe they did establish it. Where do they live? Italy? It kind of looks like Italy. No. No. Rome? No. 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 So after that, the fat fuck is like, Pinocchio, you'll do great with me. Now you're gonna come with me to other places and be famous. And Pinocchio's like, wait, I changed my mind. And then the guy's like, well, no, you can't do that. Which they should have did a scene. Well, Pinocchio's like, yeah, I could. You've never changed your mind before. You've never took a bite of artichoke dip and was like, this spinach is not cooked well enough. Or like, these chips are stale. Hey, fat fuck. Have you ever changed your mind before? Yeah, but no. You can't do that because I'm bigger than you and you're a little boy. Yeah, but here's the thing. I'm putting my foot down and I'm standing up for myself. You want to see my cock? It's pretty big. He should have done that. They should have done that in a G-rated Disney movie. But what happened instead was Pinocchio was a puss and he got stuck in a cage. Now, it's very sad. He's a little boy. We all know that, okay? Jiminy Cricket comes in, saves the day, gets him out of the cage. And they're like, we'll go back. Let's go back to Geppetto. And then Pinocchio's like, yeah, let's go back to my daddy. He doesn't talk like that. I was just giving it my own spin. And then they go back to Geppetto's house. And then Pinocchio doesn't say this, but I know he's thinking about it. Man, this house is fucking old. That's what he's saying. But, I mean, that's what he's thinking. He doesn't say that, though. But, another spoiler, Chipotle is not in the house. Geppetto, Chipotle. What's his name again? Jeremiah was a bullfrog. He was a good friend of mine. I should have been in choir. I auditioned for choir in high school, and I didn't get in. They actually stopped. I was singing, okay? It was either choir or it was a musical. But I stopped. They cut me. I was singing, and they go, okay, thank you. And then I go, ouch. But I didn't say it to them. I said it to myself because I think I hit a note bad. And after I said, ouch, everybody looked at me. I'm like, no, guys. I wasn't talking to you. Anyway, so Geppetto, everyone thinks Geppetto, Jambalaya is dead. Pinocchio thinks it, Jiminy Cricket. And they're like, where is he? And then they go into the water and they realize that he's in a whale. He's in a fucking whale. And I don't even remember them saying that he got stuck in a whale. So here's my guess, and I don't think they show this scene, but here's my guess. Geppetto was looking for Pinocchio this whole time, okay? Couldn't find him. And then he was just like, you know what? I'm just going to kill myself. And he jumps in the pool, but then he's like, wait, I just remembered I can swim. How can I kill myself if I can swim? And then the whale was like, oh, you want to kill yourself? I got you, dude. I fucking got you. So then he eats him. So Geppetto is not, he's not chopped up. It's not, you know how you eat a carrot and it's all chopped up? It's not like that, okay? Geppetto and his cat and his fish are still alive inside this big ass whale, okay? And they're going fishing inside this big ass whale, okay? And they're like, man, I can't get a bite. You know why you can't get a bite? Because you're in a big ass whale, okay? And I don't even remember how Pinocchio finds this whale, but somehow Pinocchio finds Geppetto finding the whale. No. Pinocchio finds the whale, and in doing that, he finds Geppetto. What the fuck is this movie? And here's the thing. Here's what blows my mind out of all of it. Pinocchio, the movie, 1940, has, I'm not bullshitting you, has 100% on Rotten Tomato. So what we need to make a 100% movie is we need to make a wish to have a little boy come to life, okay? We need to have a big-ass whale, and we need to have a fat fuck and talking animals, okay? Silver Linings Playbook, that's one of my favorite movies, but that doesn't have 100%. You know why? Because there's no little boys, okay? The movie Doubt, which is about pedophilia in the Catholic Church, I don't know what Rotten Tomato score it has. I know it doesn't have 100%, but do you know why it doesn't have 100%? Because there's not enough little boys, okay? You only need one. All you need is one. A little boy is all you need. You know, love is all you need? No. A little boy. You just need that little wooden boy. Woof. That's a weird thing to say, but that's, guess what? Geppetto wanted that. He made a wish upon a star, and he got it. He got a little wooden boy. So then Pinocchio finds his daddy in a fat fucking whale. And then Pinocchio's actually, this is the only cool thing. I mean, Pinocchio's awesome, but this is where he's just like, oh, I'll figure some shit out. He lights a fire inside the whale. And then the whale's like, oh man, I'm sick. I got smoke in my body. And then he sneezes. He shoots everything out. And then the whale is like, whoa, I had a body inside my body? And looking at Geppetto. Whoa, I had a human body inside my body? Let's go eat him again. So then this whale is chasing a puppet, an old fuck, a weird-looking cat, and a fish inside a bowl. The fish has been in this bowl the entire time. Okay? And they're chasing each other, and they escape. And then they live happily ever after, basically. And I don't remember, actually, if Pinocchio comes to life and becomes it. I think in the actual movie, he becomes an actual boy, okay? Which is cute. But there's something wrong with that movie. Actually, there's more than something. There's a lot of things wrong with that movie, okay? And here's the thing. I love that movie. It's a good movie. Watch it. Show it to your kids. But just know there's a lot going on. Oh, I forgot to mention one thing. Pinocchio and his friend and a lot of other people turn into donkeys. The fuck? Pinocchio, this was actually a funny joke coming from a G-rated movie in the 1940s. Pinocchio and his friend with some other guy that he met are playing pool, and they drink something or they smoke something, I don't know what. Take that. And Pinocchio's friend turns into a donkey, and he doesn't know it yet, and he says something, and he's just like, does that make me sound like a jackass? What do I look like, a jackass? That's what he says. And Pinocchio goes, yeah. He says it like that. He goes, yeah. Except he laughs like a donkey. So a wooden boy is also turning into a donkey while trying to save his daddy inside a whale. And there's some other stuff that happens. Tell me who was on coke when they made that movie. Did Stephen King write that script? There's so much cocaine elements. I'm not saying there's a lot of cocaine in that movie, because there isn't. But you can tell. It's like the Alice in Wonderland of boy movies. Of little wooden boy movies. Alice in Wonderland, you know the best Disney movies? They were high as shit, okay? Name them. Alice in Wonderland, Pinocchio, Snow White has little people with different emotions. It's fucking weird, dude. I mean, of course they have emotion. The Smurfs. The Smurfs, whoever made the Smurfs, those blue people, Papa Smurf, Daddy Smurf. I don't think there's a Daddy Smurf, but what was it? Drowsy. I think that's one of them. That might be a side effect to melatonin. I don't know. What was it? Noble. I think I'm just now naming the elements of the earth. Fire, water, wind. What is this? Avatar The Last Airbender? Excuse me. What I'm trying to say is Pinocchio is fucking weird. Okay? And this is all we're going to talk about in the movie. Okay, the animation is actually very cool and the music is very emotional. What they do that song that's like, when you wish upon a star, make no difference who you are. I could have went lower. I think I'm naturally a bass, but I wanted to be an alto for a second. Is that an alto? Who gives a fuck? I don't sing. Anything your heart desires will come true. That was a ghost moaning. Sorry, that was a ghost about to come. Ghostbusters! Oh yeah, I forgot. Oh, what is cool? What was very cool in the new one? And I'm not going to spoil it, but I'm kind of... I don't know. So the clocks, I'm not... I'm just saying, the clocks in the old one... Okay, so I'm guessing... Geppetto made clocks, okay? And there's a lot, there's a part in the old one and in the new one that the clocks go off, okay? Now the clocks in the old one are just clocks, but in the new one, the clocks are pretty cool. That's all I'm saying. I'm not spoiling it. I'm just saying the clocks are very cool in the new one. Why are the clocks cool? You'll see. You'll look at these clocks and you'll be like, "Oh, that's cool. Oh, that's cool. Oh, that's cool." What I'm trying to say is the clocks are cool, and Pinocchio has a big dick. That's what you need to take away from the movie, okay? If you got a big nose, you got a big dick, okay? Thank you. And they add a lot of stuff in the new one that some of it's cool, some of it's not. Some of it's like, oh, yeah, some of it is cool. Some of it's scary. I don't know if that movie's G or PG, but that shit be scary. There's a lot of weird, demented Illuminati shit going on in that movie. There's like some black fungus that's floating. Spoiled it. But also, if you want to see some black fungus, just look at the bottom of my toe. So I just talked about Pinocchio for basically a half an hour. What'd you guys do today? But I'm finishing the It book. What else did I watch? Oh, here's a good one. I rewatched the movie Trick or Treat, which was made in 2007. I think the first time I watched it, I was pretty young. I want to say I was like maybe 17. I don't know. I was 16, 17. And I watched it. I'm like, this is kind of dumb. Okay. And then I watched it again recently and I was like, you know what? It's not too bad because there's a lot of moments. There's a lot of twists and turns. And it's basically, it just follows like five different storylines that takes place all in the night of Halloween, which is pretty cool. And I don't mean like it does one story and then it goes on to the next story. It kind of does the stories all at once, which I don't think we've seen before. I think it does like, yeah, five stories. It does a story with an old man that doesn't like Halloween, but then he gets attacked. Three Halloween goes that... have a party without spoiling it. A cannibal, these little kids that try to scale another little kid, and then another thing. I don't know. There's like four or five storylines that are all happening all at once, which is, I think it's pretty cool. Rewatching it though, it's very cool. Because yeah, there's a lot of twists and turns and stuff, and it's kind of funny. It's like a campy Halloween movie. It takes place on Halloween, so it's not necessarily camp, but it is a good movie. It's fun. I like it. I'll probably buy it. I'll probably buy the new Pinocchio movie, okay? Any movie with nudity, you know? Trick or Treat has some boobs, and Pinocchio has a big dick. I'm buying it. But, yeah, it was a good movie. I rewatched it. I was getting kind of drunk because... There was nothing else to do, and I needed something in my system, okay? Oh, here's another thing, too. So, okay, even though I reviewed Pinocchio, it took about a half an hour. I'm not going to do the whole thing of Trick or Treat. Basically, if you want to go see it, it's a good movie made in 2007. I think it has like 80, 81% on Rotten Tomato, which I'm more focused on the audience's choice than I am the critics, because I am an audience. But here's another thing. My brother bought melatonin for me recently, and I just wanted one or two. Each one is like 5 milligrams, and I took two, waited about a half an hour because that's when it should have kicked in. It didn't. So a half an hour later, so an hour total after I took the two, I took one more. I don't know. What I'm trying to say is, I slept all day. I literally got out of bed around like 4 or 5. I didn't want to stay up late. So overall, I didn't, not all in one sitting, but I took about 5. I took about 5. And it might have messed me up completely. It might have not. I think the only side effect I remember is side effects may include talking about big dicks when you're talking about a Disney movie. I think it was that. But I took 5, and it's one of those things, because I slept for way too long, my body was awake, but because I took 5, I couldn't keep my eyes open. So I would close my eyes and not fall asleep, because I would just be like, I'm kind of stuck, okay? I wish I had a big nose. Bigger nose than what I have. It was funny because I was FaceTiming my girlfriend, and then I was talking about my nose. I'm like, yeah, my nose is so big. Look at my profile. And we were FaceTiming. I go, look at my profile. And she goes, I can't see all of your nose at your profile. You know why? Because my nose is so big. Is Pinocchio about me? Is the movie Pinocchio about me? I don't know. I'll never know. But the overall message of this whole podcast episode is, don't have 5 melatonins at once, okay? Don't even have 4. Don't even have, maybe have 1. How about you go easy on the 1 and 2? I'm probably going to have another one tonight. But we'll never know. Water sip. God, I want to build a robot. Oh, dude, they made a lot of Disney trailers with movies coming out. Not Disney trailer, but yeah, Disney trailers. They did like this convention, or was it the D23? I think it was called the Disney Convention, the 23rd year of the Disney Convention. I don't know what D23 means. Fuck if I know. But they announced a lot of announcements. They showed a lot of movie trailers and more stuff in development. Like Indiana Jones is coming out, a new one. Looks really good. I haven't seen it, but it's just, I want to see it. I love Indiana Jones. What is it? They made the Little Mermaid trailer, which, here's the thing. The Little Mermaid looks good, but I'm just scared that it's going to have the problem that it had with Mulan. They're going to take away the comedy and they're going to take away most of the talking animals. Like, what's his, Mushu from Mulan? They took him out of live action. They took out all of the music. I don't think they're going to take out all of the music in Little Mermaid, but I think they're going to take out a lot. But I think they're going to take out Flounder and Sebastian. Oh, God, if they take out Sebastian, my life is over. Don't take out one of the best characters in a Disney movie at all. Under the sea. The seaweed is always greener in somebody else's lane. I can do it. I can do it. I'm just not in the right mindset to do it, okay? It's like I just got a thing stuck in my throat. Under the sea. Kiss the girl. Sha-la-la-la-la-la. Oh, da-da. I don't know the lyrics, but that something is happening. Ariel, what are you doing with the white man? That's what he said. That's what Sebastian said. Just bring back the Jamaican crab, please. Pretty please with a cherry on top. What else did they do? They did Disenchantment, which honestly looks fine. It looks fine. Just they, I don't think they had to make a new one. I'm sorry, they didn't have to. They're making, what else are they making? Hocus Pocus 2. Guess what? I think I did a review in one of my old podcast episodes. I watched Hocus Pocus for the first time last year, and it's fine. It's fine. This new one looks fine, and the first one is fine. And guess what? That's gonna give me a lot of hate. A lot of hate if you watch this episode. But guess what? Your taste in movies needs to go higher. If you think Hocus Pocus is one of the best Halloween movies, I want you to suck my Pinocchio dick. And it's going to be a long suck because it's going to grow. You know why? Because I'm going to say Hocus Pocus is pretty good. Wah? Wah? Okay? It's fine. Okay? There's some funny stuff. Some funny stuff, but it's fine, okay? I'm not really rooting for the witches because they do some bad shit. They kill a kid. They talk about killing other kids. They want to eat one. They're kind of mean. I don't know. They're funny, but whatever. Whatever. I don't really have a big take on the movie, but overall it's fine. Can you explain me specific moments where it's not fine, Gregory? Nah, I don't want to. What's another movie that's coming out? They made a lot of announcements for the Marvel movies, which looks cool. didn't they show a trailer for something? Oh, Secret Invasions. They showed a trailer for that, which I'll watch that. They announced Loki season 2. They announced The Mandalorian season 3. They made a trailer for The Mandalorian season 3. I just don't know what's going to happen. Very excited. The show's amazing. The show is amazing. And I think it's only going to get better. I hope so. They made... What's another one they're going to... Oh, they announced Mufasa, the Lion King prequel. Which... you actually don't need to do that. You actually didn't need to make the live action Lion King. Why are we wasting our cash on unoriginal ideas, Hollywood? Oh my God. Let me guess, you're going to make a Total Recall remake again? Let me guess, you're going to make another Terminator movie? Let me guess, you're going to make another Tom Cruise Impossible movie? What's his name? Impossible? Is it just called Impossible? What the fuck is... Literally, what are the movies called? The Tom Cruise franchise, Mission Impossible. Oh my goodness, finishing that was almost impossible. God, this place is a mess. I don't mean this place. Like, I just mean life, you know. Hollywood, the galaxy. I still want to be a part of Hollywood. Part of Hollywood. It's so funny when people talk shit about Hollywood. You're like, yeah, man, this actor ain't doing shit, man. Yeah, man, this movie is crap. Yeah, man, this Hollywood industry is sucking. You want that cash. You want that dough. I know you do. Yeah, man. But that's really it. Me and my mom saw a movie called The Beast with Idris Elba, and there's a character in it that is so much like my sister. It's insane, okay? They're like, I ain't doing shit, ma. That's what my sister sounds like. Man, fuck you, dad. I'm doing what I like. But that movie's basically about this family goes to Africa or the safari, I don't know, to basically look at nice animals and visit, okay? Okay? Back off. That's it. And in doing that, there's a crazy lion, I think. There's either one lion or two lions. I don't remember. I think there's one crazy lion that tries to kill them. Okay? That's basically it. Family that tries to get killed by a lion, and it was pretty good. It was fine. I liked it. I actually wish there was probably a little bit more of it. Because it was a little short and it was fun. It was a fun movie. Yeah. I was having fun. I was dancing a little bit to it. I was vibing, you know? I was tap dancing my feet. I was getting jiggy with it. Get jiggy with it. This is how we do it. What's another movie that's coming out? There's a TV show called Echo, and that's my camp name. I already know that there's going to be so many people that's going to be like, hey, they're making a show about you. Oh, what's it called? Big Dick? No, it's called Echo. Oh. Oh, okay. Cool. I thought it was called Big Dick. No, it's not called Big Dick. It's called Echo. Well, when they make a show called Big Dick, that's about me. Are you sure? No. Womp, womp. That was my big dick growing. So, guys, we talked about a lot in this episode, okay? We talked about Pinocchio, basically all of the episode. We talked a little bit about the Beast. We talked about my huge cock and my huge nose, okay? I have an insecurity, and then I don't have an insecurity. So, it cancels each other out. Cancels each other out. Speaking of canceling each other out, we talked about how Pinocchio wants to learn math when he's just a little boy. We talked about Disney shit. Disney announcements. I do want to see The Little Mermaid. I think out of every Disney movie that was announced, The Little Mermaid is one I want to see the most, probably. Yeah. But yeah, I'm going to get going, guys. I think that's the end of the episode. I think we're going to end it there. So thank you guys for listening to episode 64. I'm sorry if this is a choppy one, but, you know, all of them are choppy. Actually, not all of them. Some of them are pretty good. I like them all, okay? I like them all, but would I upload all of them? Yeah. Uh-oh, my dick's getting big. So I'm going to end it there. So thank you guys for listening. Geppetto! Figured it out. Ha, see what I did? Call back. Thank you guys for listening to episode 64 of Whip Snap. Be good to yourself. Figure out who you are. Because once you do, and once you love yourself, no opinion of someone else will matter. And that's a good thing. Sure, people can say you're stupid, you're ugly, you're fat. But at the end of the day, you're you. You got flaws? Here's a flaw that I got. I kind of zone out sometimes, okay? I'm in my own head a lot, and that's a flaw of mine. But at the same time, that's what makes me me, and I got to remember that. And when you wish upon a star, for God's sake, don't wish for a wooden boy. All right, that's it. Peace out, guys. Thank you for listening. Bye.